Paulette Jordan, the Democratic candidate for Idaho governor, built up outsized hopes among her supporters. She gained national attention, but ran into the hard political reality of one of the reddest states. Heath Druzin has more.
Jordan was confident well into election night, but in the end, a motivated Democratic base wasn't enough to overcome long odds.
I wanted to make sure to take a few moments to tell you from the bottom of my heart that I am grateful and I'm humbled.
That's Jordan after the Associated Press called the Idaho governor's race for Republican Brad Little. While the final tally wasn't surprising, some Democrats had hopes for an upset, as Jordan vied to be both Idaho's first Native American and first female governor. Max Mohammadi, a Boise businessman, said Democrats need to improve their messaging.
I like to see more of a defined vision. You know, this election in particular, I think a lot of their messages was very muted.
Nancy Cheney echoed a common sentiment among Democrats, saying win or lose, Jordan's campaign lays the groundwork for future Democratic inroads in the state.
It still sends a message that we want to change and that politics are not, we're not going to settle in Idaho anymore. We're ready for that change.
Heath Druzin, Boise State Public Radio News.